This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 7th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is quite pleasant. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying sunny skies with a light breeze, while Jerusalem remains comfortably warm. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, just in, a source in Beirut reports that Hezbollah is working to delay the implementation of an agreement with Israel. A diplomat warns this is a tactic to buy time until a deadline set with Iran and the US. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals that an Iran-linked hacker group targeted Israeli IT and government organizations earlier this hour. The attacks involved malware disguised as legitimate updates. Also this hour, JNS reports that wartime reality is reshaping family life in Israel. English-speaking educators, therapists, and rabbis have gathered in Jerusalem to discuss the impact of trauma and reserve duty. Separately, from the foreword, Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli called Turkish President Erdogan a grotesque hybrid of Hitler and Sinwar in earlier reporting today. And finally, Australian Jewish News reports that Hamas has dissolved the Gaza government. A new peace board aims to judge progress by actions, not promises, while Israel dismisses this as spin. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English, posting just minutes ago, relayed Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi's statement that negotiations with the US will not restart if threats continue. Nadav Eyal, a prominent journalist, posted earlier today, asserting that America represents a rebellion against the historical norm of tyranny. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli politician, shared her take on CNN commentary about social media vetting failures, highlighting serious oversight issues. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Beirut. Israel Hayom Hebrew has learned that Hezbollah is intentionally delaying an agreement with Israel. Diplomatic sources believe this is tied to broader regional negotiations involving Iran and the U.S. The delays may influence regional stability and ongoing diplomatic efforts. Turning to cybersecurity concerns, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israeli IT and government organizations were attacked by an Iran-linked hacker group. The group used malware disguised as software updates to infiltrate systems. This highlights the growing threat of cyber warfare in the region and its potential impact on national security. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, the JNS explains how wartime conditions are altering family dynamics. The gathering of educators and therapists underscores the challenges families face due to trauma and reserve duty. These discussions aim to provide support and strategies for coping with prolonged conflict. On the diplomatic front, The Forward reports a controversial statement by Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister comparing Erdogan to historical figures Hitler and Sinwar. This rhetoric may strain Turkey-Israel relations further, impacting diplomatic negotiations. Lastly, the situation in Gaza sees a new development. As reported by Australian Jewish News, Hamas's decision to dissolve its government has been met with skepticism by Israel. The new peace board's focus on tangible actions over promises could redefine future peace talks. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Microsoft is cutting 4,800 jobs, with Xbox facing the hardest hit. The company attributes this to restructuring rather than AI replacing these roles, although AI is reshaping work processes. Separately, CTEK confirms that Microsoft's layoffs are not driven by AI, but are part of a broader company restructuring. This comes as Microsoft continues significant investment in artificial intelligence. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, the consumer price index shows a continued drop, offering relief from inflationary pressures. However, experts caution it is too early to declare a trend in declining living costs. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.